on this Memorial Day, let's spend some time with veterans from the 103rd Infantry. In World War II, it came to be known as the Cactus Division because so many of the men came from the American Southwest. And that is where they are gathering again today, in Gainesville, Texas. Diwali Saikaltau of member station KERA in Dallas met up with these aging veterans who, as young men, helped defeat the German army and in the process liberated the Dachau concentration camp.
When Kansas native Torrence Riggs was only 24, his division, the 103rd, entered Southwest Germany.
I seen a lot of soldier boys that, with grim faces. I'll tell you that. I had one too.
It was 1945, and the people in the concentration camp, he says, had either been worked or starved to death.
Terrible. They were all just white as a can be, and they wore outfits that looked like pajama outfits. We didn't see how they could walk. They come out, they looked like walking skeletons, and they brought the people that lived there, they brought them in and had them carrying their dead.
Riggs, now 92, says he doesn't know who's going to be alive for the next reunion.
Frank Lawrence, 928th Field Artillery.
409th.
409th. No, I work 411th mostly.
Did you know Miller?
James E. White has helped organize past annual meetings with Army buddies. He's hoping the public will remember why Memorial Day is important.
Remember it for what it means and not that it's a holiday. And I can remember my dad. He was mad as you know what when they changed it from May the 30th, which was any day of the week, and set it up on Monday as a three-day holiday, which diminished the meaning of the holiday.
He was wounded, but considers himself lucky.
I said, yeah, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. They look at me as if I'm crazy. But a couple of days later, 90 men in my company were taken prisoner. If I'd have been taken prisoner, I probably wouldn't be here today.
At Sunday's gathering, the vets and visitors had K rations for lunch. This is the Army meal in a bag that was introduced during World War II. Amy Rogers and Greg Rogers, children of a veteran from Boston, were trying to help guests figure out the meal.
I want this to be a legitimate war experience.
Well, we could go outside underneath a tree or dig a hole.
It'd be helpful to
They danced, shared stories about foxholes and Germans, but there were a lot of tears, too.
I shouldn't be like this. I really don't have a good reason for it, but I just get too emotional, that's all.
James Mulligan was just 18 when he joined the Army. He can't forget the friends he left behind. He still takes pills at night to sleep. In his unit, 834 soldiers died or went missing. Lucas Martin, who traveled here from Delaware, says he wants his grandchildren and their children to know how civilization was saved.
Because Hitler had plans to dominate the world. He really did. And we helped stop him.
A monument to honor the Cactus Division now stands just north of here, close to the Texas-Oklahoma border. For NPR News, I'm Diwali Saikaltau in Gainesville, Texas.
Important voices to hear this morning.